fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing.
Ah, yes, the lovely theme song of our fishing report. Leaf is here. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. How you doing, Depp?
Yes, I'm doing pretty good, too.
All right.
I got to say, the summer's rolling in at a slow enough pace that I'm slowly getting the antifreeze out of my blood system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll be up to speed by the time we hit 100.
You know, I think it's been about, 20, 25 years since I saw a summer this wet.
You know, I heard the very same thing last night. Some guys who remembered that had a summer that kind of like this. There's rain every few days.
Yeah.
Never really got hot.
Yeah. My buddies and I hid underneath the Carlton Bridge. We'd be trying to be down at the swimming hole. And just almost all summer, I remember us hiding under the bridge. And I was like, I don't know, about 15, something like that. Yeah, so, and you know, when you live like 8 miles up the creek and your dad's telling you, you got to walk your bike home, you're like, oh, Dad, really? So
It's raining.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we never know exactly what the weather's going to do, but all this coolish weather probably bodes well for fishing.
Saving our bacon, man.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's just all Murphy's Law since we've been warning people, oh, you know, you won't be able to fish.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely stretching out that fishable time. We'll need to keep our eye on it. You know, it could change very fast.
Yeah.
But I'm going to no longer say we need to preempt that hoot owl. Probably go ahead and keep on making your plans into the rest of July, you know, but cautiously in that last week. Still, let's keep our eye on that first 2 to possibly 2.5, 3 weeks of August and make sure the water doesn't get too hot. But you know what? We don't necessarily have to worry quite as much as we were.
Yeah.
That's the sound of me knocking on wood.
Yeah.
Because every time the river seems to want to try to drop below that 1,000 CFS, it just pops right back up with some of these rainstorms. And they're kind of here. They're kind of there.
Yeah.
So you can either dodge them or be right at the edge of them if you want to, you know, expose some of the green drake hatch there. Still happening because of that.
Amazing.
You know, it's just been a very buggy year. You can hear the birds talking about it. You know, it's just busy down there. Lots to eat.
Yeah.
The fish did well through a very moderate, you know, just kind of easy winter. So things are fairly ideal right now. Fingers crossed.
I know. It seems like every time we say something on the report about the weather or the flow, it changes. So.
I'm sure it will. I'm ready for you.
Yeah.
It just, for that matter, though, remember, I always talk about 1,000 or about 1,000 CFS at Pateras being that kind of magic level there for you to be able to safely get across in a lot of places. And really for your more average or even challenged folks, I would say, you know, let's call that like 700, being the really safe, no worries, not going to drown. If you fall down, just stand up kind of water. Mm-hmm. So we're still, like I say, bouncing back up and down over 1100, which could get some people in trouble, you know, because it's like it could be wadeable today, could be not wadeable tomorrow. So just please keep your eye on it. Another thing I've noticed lately that I kind of felt like I ought to mention is it's always been a bummer to me that there's not a section, a breakup in the middle of that Twisp to Carlton section. As this water calms down, and even now, that is easily more than 10 hours. And if you really start out fishing all of it, you will find yourself not very far through it, and the day is ending. So I just want to throw that out there to folks to make their time more pleasant, because I saw some folks shoving off on that thing. Oh, it must have been about 3 or 4 in the afternoon the other day as I was getting done. And their car was still at the top at 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. And it was a very miserable day. It was raining. And, you know, so I just really want to try to not only maximize people's pleasure, but maybe try to minimize some pain for people.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just look at that stretch. There are places you could get a smaller boat up and down a bank here and there to split it up. But do not think that that's a short stretch.
Yeah.
Good. Make time for it or do one of the other stretches.
Live and learn.
Yeah. What else? You know, just drakes have been great. Summer stones have really been popping. Fish have been eating great off the top, on the nymphs, whatever you prefer to do, pretty much there for you. I anticipate, you know, these drakes will hang on for another week, maybe, and just kind of start emphasizing the stone and then probably smaller bugs once we get into this calmer water. But we can talk about that later.
Okay.
So right now, still, we're coming into hopper season, fun foam time, stuff like that. So we can throw some relatively big dry flies a lot of the time. And I think that's about it. You know, not a lot to say about the lowland lakes other than they're getting a little reprieve mm-hmm. here too. They could be hotter. So if that's absolutely your thing, maybe an early morning or evening excursion.
Yeah. You know, I know you've been saying the last few reports that you're getting close to booked. You are booked.
Yeah.
And now you really are booked.
Double booked. Yes. So I, you know, I hate to turn people down. I have been warning y'all though. So let's take that to heart when I say I do have a few left in September, and maybe I'll do a couple left in the end of August. So if you really want to get in on there, please don't snooze, because you will lose.
Yeah.
You know, high country should be awesome right now, but also with all these T-cells we've been having, definitely take a look at that mm-hmm. weather report and definitely take it serious. There's pretty much no other place I've been in scarier storms as up in that high country.
I was going to say, it's one thing getting down to the boat put off at 10 at night. It's another thing getting out of the mountains in a thunderstorm.
Absolutely. You could always check out the pros. They're on my guide website there with the North Cascades backcountry horsebackers there, you mm-hmm. know, with the Darwoods. They can take you out there and keep yeah. you safe, keep you comfortable. You can also check out our great sponsors over there at North 40, and the North40flyshop.com can deliver anything you need right to your door anytime. You can also go over there to OMAC if you need anything more, like clothing or boats or bugs or rods. I was just over there doing that myself the other day. And also want to thank our other great and generous sponsors over there at Drift Wader Co. in Bellingham. Remember, you got to check them out online. You can do so at driftfishing.com, because they are a direct to the point purchaser, which saves you some money. And they've got some just great bomber gear. Stand behind their warranties and look for their great sun clothing coming out.
Yeah.
Lighter weight waders, which we'll be checking out here soon.
And that's Drift with Y.
Why? Because they're awesome. So, you know, if you want to get in on a couple of more of those fishing trips, or just need a fishing tip anytime you want, give me a call, 509-429-7298. Check out the blog or podcast at flyfishproshop.com, or you could give me a shout on the old interwebs at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Take care, y'all. Might want to keep that raincoat and some sunblock while you get that fish right on, baby.
I said, bet you're going fishing all the time. Maybe going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, don't